Goat Posse.
Hi, I'm Clifton T. Parks III, and if you didn't read this book, I get it. Reading's hard. That's why I read these books for you. Welcome to Clifton Notes, fun and easy study guides of classic and not-so-classic literature for Generation Z. In this installment, short stories. First up, The Metamorphosis. Some guy turns into a cockroach. He kind of just gets abused by his family. Then he, like, dies. That's such a human trait. You can survive a nuclear blast, and you're dying because dad threw an apple at you? Come on, dude. Anyway, let's move on to our second short story, The Lottery. Everyone in town plays the lottery, but unfortunately, the winner gets stoned to death, and not in a cool way. Gen Z, I know what you're thinking. Freaks. Yeah, that sounds like the worst lottery ever. I thought lottery was supposed to be winning something cool. I don't know, like money, or a car, or sometimes meat. But no, these guys got hit with rocks. And then the lady's like, this isn't fair. Everyone plays the lottery, sis. Sounds pretty fair to me. And for our final short story, For Sale, Baby Shoes Never Worn. Lots of places sell baby shoes that have not been worn before. You ever go to Baby Gap? How about Oshkosh Bagosh? Even Foot Locker, dude. That's like standard. I wear shoes that have never been worn before. All the time. Well, at least the first time I put them on. Otherwise, they have been worn before. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense without context. Because I feel like it would make sense if you put it in the context of, like, maybe, like, a Facebook marketplace. And it would be like, oh, baby shoes for sale, never worn, or whatever. Then I'd be like, oh, that's sad. Maybe the guy at Foot Locker saw a baby with drip. And he was like, yo, this baby needs some new shoes. How am I supposed to know the baby's dead?
And this has been another installment of Clifton Notes. Thanks for listening.